First to Kuwait, which is holding its second parliamentary election in a year as it tries to resolve a long-running political crisis. The snap vote was called by the Crown Prince last month after he dissolved parliament. Friction between the ruling family and MPs has caused political paralysis and stalled reforms. Since 2020, the Assembly has been increasingly dominated by members opposed to the government that's chosen by the ruling Al Sabah family. The last election in September was held after Parliament was dissolved by royal decree to end a feud between the government and MPs. It delivered a mandate for change, bringing 27 new members into the 50-member House. But in March this year, the Constitutional Court ruled that decree invalid, reinstating the Parliament that was elected 3 years ago. Then last month, the Crown Prince announced Parliament would be dissolved again, sending Kuwaitis back to the polls. Al Jazeera's Rob Matheson is joining us now live from Kuwait City. The second parliamentary election in a year, Rob. What's different this time and how much enthusiasm is there for this vote?
Well, to a certain extent, there's not a great deal of difference in terms of the process that the Kuwaitis are going through to elect a new parliament. But in terms of enthusiasm, well, what we're going to be watching out for is the level of turnout, because that is going to show us just how invested Kuwaitis are in this latest round of elections. It's been interesting in the run-up to this. The polling stations have been open for the last 5 hours. We've seen a steady stream of ladies coming through to cast their ballots. They're doing this in a school here. There are separate polling stations for men and women scattered across Kuwait. But the turnout is going to be key. There are 793,000 registered voters in Kuwait. That's out of a population of about a million. But in the run-up to this election, the local media were suggesting the turnout could be anything between about 50 to 60%. Now, in a lot of the elections that Al Jazeera covers, 50 to 60% turnout would actually be pretty good. But for Kuwait, that's not great. And that is an indication, perhaps, of the level of dissatisfaction that a lot of people are feeling about the politics at the moment. It's interesting because politics is very much a talking point in Kuwait. But unfortunately, for the last 2.5 years, it's been a talking point for all the wrong reasons, some of which you've just mentioned. Now, to talk to me about this, I've got Liana Awawadi. She is the co-founder of Mudawi's List, and it is an organization dedicated to supporting women who want to become elected into positions in politics and local politics, as well as social organizations. Thank you very much indeed for being with us. How optimistic should Kuwaitis be that this parliament, this coming parliament, could be any different to the ones that we've seen before?
I think it would be an unfair comparison to compare the past parliament to this new upcoming one, since it lasted for around 5 months, where it didn't give candidates enough time to kind of like see their process. So instead, I wouldn't say that we should be optimistic. I would say that perhaps Kuwaitis, as Kuwaitis, should be looking forward to, you know, slightly changing, you know, and moving towards progressiveness, given that we're a young democracy and democracies take time to change people's voting behavior. Yes.
The democracy came about because of the constitution that came in 1962. And we forget that that is actually comparatively recent compared to many democracies. Looking ahead, do you think that this is essentially a teething problem on the road to wider democracy in Kuwait?
I think it's definitely one of the main factors towards that.
Yeah. Now, your organization specializes in, as I mentioned, supporting women who want to get elected into various organizations, including politics. How confident can women be that the parliament that is going to come in is going to be able to serve their needs, that they're going to be represented in a way that they believe they should?
Yes. I think not so confident to that extent. If we're looking forward towards a parliament that will actually represent us Kuwaiti women and our needs, not so optimistic. We don't have enough women running for elected office positions in Kuwait. The majority of the population keeps on judging, you know, very few candidates that made it to parliament and their performance. That's a very unfair comparison, I believe so. There is still a need to raise more awareness and normalize having women in elected office positions in Kuwait. That is still, it can be seen by taboo by a lot of the population.
Yeah, Diana Alawadi, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Al Jazeera. Time. Well, the results are going to start coming in when the polls close tonight at 8 o'clock local time. That's about 17 GMT. But it's going to take a long time to pull together an analysis of what the parliament is going to look like, because we are looking at 50 independent people who are sitting in the elected parliament in those elected seats. So it's likely that we're probably not going to get a clearer result until Wednesday. Al Jazeera, of course, is going to be here to be covering that and trying to get a sense of what is happening, what the new parliament is going to mean for
and
Kuwait.
We will, of course, be checking in with you throughout the day. Rob Matheson in Kuwait City, thank you very much.